safety for everyone.
The air quality has been unhealthy to various all that. The other things about this is, you know, travelers, they're coming and they're calling up here and saying, should we come up here to California? Well, I can tell you I was on the lake, and it's the lake is smoky, but, you know, the winds are blowing there, and it clears it off so that, you know, the lake wasn't smoky all the time. I still had a great time out there. You know, you can check with Holiday Harbor if you've got any questions, but it was just a wonderful time out there as usual. School. And schools are coming back. What about the kids? If you have kids with problems, you know, if they're out there, they should be having masks on with the, you know, like we said, the 95 or 100 rating. Infants, toddlers, and preteens, early teens are among the most impacted. Why? Because their lungs are still developing and they breathe more. And when this happens, they take in more of this particulate matter. Others who can be particularly impacted are the elderly and those with heart or lung diseases. Short-term impacts of the smoke include burning eyes and nostrils, a sore, scratchy throat, and coughing from extra particles entering the lungs. Have you been coughing more, Bob?
I've noticed
that I've been coughing a lot more.
Yeah, the quality index in downtown Reading is at about 230. These are unofficial numbers, but these are particulate matter sensors that have been deployed. So that's up into the bad zone.
And let's talk about Dr. Andre Van Maal that handles these types of cases and the breathing issues. By the time they see him, it's usually past the irritated throat, shorter breath, difficulty breathing, fair amount of coughing, and of course, if you wait long enough, they can get secondary bacterial infections from that too, Von Maul says. However, Mike Mangus over there, our friend Mike Magnus at Dignity Health, says that they have not been seeing any more cases than usual concerning this. Van Maul says he says about 25% more. He says he practices, Von Maul practices family medicine, and said that one in four of his patients have been coming into things related to the smoke. Here's the bottom line. This smoke's not going away. This smoke's going to be with us for at least two more weeks. I can't imagine it being gone in 2 weeks. Even if they get the fire 80% contained, 90% contained, the fact is that we're still going to have a lot of smoke. I would take all the precautions in the world. And that means for your kids, make sure they're wearing, you know, you keep them inside, you wear a mask. Jennifer, one of our employees, she said, we went down just to San Francisco just to get away from this. Yeah. So the kids could get outside. We have young children with great deals of energy. She said, we took them outside, you know, so they could get outside and run up and down the beach for an hour, try and wear them out. So anyway, everybody, please take care on this, and be aware that if you've got lung problems, if you've got other problems, breathing problems, some people that use inhalers have used them every day instead of maybe once or twice a week. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you, speaking about all this, is Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in the business for a quarter of a century, Martin and Pam have. Voted best in the North State. These are the people that work on our HVAC systems. If you need help with that, give them a call, 221-2642. Have them come out and check those filters, change those filters if you need. Check the air ducts, because those air ducts are sucking in that air, right? You know, your air conditioning. Is your air conditioning working as well as it can now with all the all your filters blocked up? Check out their website, homecomfort.org, or better yet, give them a call, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're proud of our outstanding customer service. Our sales staff have 25 to 30 years experience. We know our products and take the time to ask the right questions to qualify your particular needs. And with the best prices in the North State, we promise to meet or beat any locally advertised price, or your purchase is free.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at Carmona's Appliance.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in the city of Reading. Locally owned, locally operated. Only place where I buy my guns. They have it all down there at fair prices, and veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, we talked about what happens when you're breathing outside. The old police station is coming down.
Saw that.
So, you know, Axner Excavating is taking it down. and they've taken off the green doors, those old green doors.
Yeah.
They're saving those. They're trying to save the brick, but that's been very difficult. You know, and then they found underneath it the name of the people that had it, Dexner or something like that.
It was a car dealership for many, many years.
Right.
That wasn't Bingham. I'm sure there's some of our
Desner long-timers.
Desner
or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, it's still painted on there. They're taking it all down except the warehouse there, and they're going to use it for pop-up markets for right now.
Hmm.
For people to come in there and spread their wares, and probably for a great place for the transients to sleep at night.
Well, maybe it'll move them away from the God-blessed post office.
No, it won't. Post office has more more to offer. Come on. Has more to offer. I have to admit there's been more there.
Friday, because we came in and did our recording. On the way home, stopped at the post office. And Farrell's had camped out in the lobby because of the air conditioning. And one of them was coming out the door behind me, and I didn't notice him, and I just let the door shut. And he spits at me. And Brenda was ready to come out of the car. And things could have gone very sideways. But I just, you know, you ignore, but you alert. But it was, you know, they're getting aggressive.
He spits at you just because you let the door come back?
Yeah. I was disrespectful. Yeah, he called me a few names. Big deal.
You know, this is, I hate to think that this is a new norm of life here, but hey, we have some things here. I've got a giveaway. Yeah, that's right. The Outsiders, it's a drama adapted by Christopher Sergel. And it's down here at the Riverfront Playhouse. I have tickets. They're good through the August 25th. They started a couple of days ago, but I have a family pack of tickets. What it's about is a teen gang in 1960s rural Oklahoma, the Greasers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a
perpetually,
movie.
Oh, yeah, are perpetually at odds with the Socials, a rival group. And this talks about what happens with the group and within the group when somebody is killed during a fight. Redemption, tragedy, it has it all. The Outsiders. If you would like to have tickets for this, and these tickets range from $15 to $25, give us a call, 605-4567, and tell us how many you would like. Like a family pack of four, you just want two, you know, for date night, or, you know, people you might meet on the way to the theater.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have it, 605-4567, just give us a call, and we'll... we have tickets for that.
By the way, we tapped into the great consciousness of Northern California. Lou Gerard Motors. Yeah, it was the Ford dealership in Redding.
That's what it was. Okay. Another, on the 18th of August, a Saturday, we're having the second annual Anderson Family Fitness Golf Tournament, and all proceeds will benefit the Frontier Senior Center. That's going to be at the Tucker Oaks Golf Course. It's lunch is at 1 p.m., shotgun start at 2 p.m., registration, $50 per person or $200 for a foursome. And you've got to register quickly here. Contact Chris Frost at 916-802-3855. Lunch, raffles, auctions, awards, hole-in-one challenge, all of this goes to the Frontier Senior Center. Okay. Like I said, it's not too late to enter. And we have some winners for the tickets. So, Bonnie. You have tickets.
Yeah.
And if she wants four, that's fine. We have some more left over, too. If more people want these tickets, feel free to give us a call at 605-4567. Okay. And see what else is going on here. The peer-to-peer support group is going to be Tuesday, August 21st from 4 to 5:30 from the... Can-Do Spirit. It's going to be at the Redding VFW Post, 1934. That's going to be from 4 to 5:30 on Tuesday, August 21st. The VFW Post, 1934. It's a veteran-owned and operated nonprofit supporting veterans and families. Okay. And you can get more information from that by giving Rose a call at 338-2155. All right. Moving on. Do they just want, how many tickets did they want? Four?
Yeah, Bonnie wanted four. When we had another call, but it was evidently a cell phone, and it garbled out and hung up. We'll wait for the call back on that one.
We still have some tickets left if you want to do that.
Let's get into
some other stuff here.
During the height of the fire, of course, many cell sites were damaged and are still running on backup facilities. And so you may have noticed that your cell service isn't quite what it ought to be, but... though those crews are in town, too. A lot of Verizon and AT&T rigs.
Well, I can tell you that the tower that we were going to put up, that we are putting our FM antenna on, had the flames 60 feet high coming through there. And I think everybody out there, if you noticed, a lot of the FM stations went down during this fire. And they're coming back up. They're getting the antennas back up. But the big thing is power right now.
Yeah. My ham radio buddies said the blockhouse where the equipment is stored fared well. But all the connecting cables and coaxes and things
burnt.
Like all the wires were damaged, and even though some of them are not visibly damaged, they're still destroyed inside. So that's a lot of very finesse work. But we're on the path, but it's just going to take some time. In some cases, a lot of time.
Sometimes a lot of time. I think they're getting to talk to Eric, who is the owner of that organization up there, and he says they're moving fast to get all that things happen. Of course, in the same time, he's also broken his wrist. it doesn't rain, it pours for Eric there. Okay, I busted my wrist. All right. Oh, now I had a fire that just ran through all the towers.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone is there for you. If you're in the fire, you need to go down and talk to the professionals down at Cornerstone Community Bank. See what they can do for you. See how they can help you. Go to the newest branch at 1845 California Street. And you can experience how they are going to help you move your dreams forward again. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:32 in the morning, and the yeah, I was going to say 8:32. Hey, the weather's 60. It's got to be a little bit warmer than 64 degrees, I would think. But it's going to go up to 100 today.
66. There you go.
Okay. Massive. It went up 2 degrees. It just seemed warmer when I was outside. I was talking to the guy. Oh, in the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. I was outside. The guy that does the maintenance around here does a good job. But he's walking around and he's got his blower on outside. He's not wearing a mask. And I said to him, hey, you know, first of all, you shouldn't be blowing because you're just blowing this ash in the air and all this. And he says, well, hey, we went through all the air conditioning systems here. and we cleared it. Well, okay, that's cool. You know, okay. They cleaned all the filters and replaced them. That's great.
So he's been blowing it on top of my car.
No, he doesn't have it here. He doesn't have it. I saw him yesterday. And I said, you know, when you blow that up, you're breathing this stuff. At least you can do is wear something over your face. He goes, well, you know, when it was really thick, I was doing that. But, you know, we're staying on top of it. And I said, but it's still blowing that stuff up in your lungs. He's saying to me, he says, yeah. I says, I should do something. He's smoking a cigarette at the same time. And I'm thinking to myself, and I said, look, I don't care if you smoke cigarettes. I mean, you know what? Live and let live. But the ash that you're breathing in and you're blowing in the air, the rest of us are breathing too. So he took that under advisement. I mean, he's a really nice guy.
The downtown Reading sensor stands, the real-time AQI, air quality index, 236. That is squarely into the hazardous zone.
Yeah. I mean, there we are. No matter. So, okay.
This is not the entire population likely to be affected. Health warnings of emergency conditions. Come on. Don't be blowing this stuff around.
You know, I'm sorry. And okay, I caught another guy the other day when it was really bad. I mean, and he's blowing stuff in the air. And I went over to him and I tapped him on the shoulder. He turns around. He's got this, he looks like Darth Vader mask on. Yeah. I swear to God, a Darth Vader rebreather that, you know, he's looking at me because you can't tell if it's even a human, right? And I said, you're doing this. This is not good. You can, you know, you blowing this stuff up. The rest of us are dying out here while you're wearing your little masky. And he goes, oh, yeah. And then he stopped until he saw me driving away. And then he went right back into it again. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the building. Ah!
Is it a desperation for everything to be as it was that you keep doing stuff even though at the current situation it's dumb to do it? Is that the mindset?
He said they were up on the roof the other day, you know, the other night. And he said, we're spraying it down, trying to keep down the dash. He said, I looked up and had a medevac coming in at Shasta. He says, the dust that came up, he says, you couldn't see the helicopter. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, that's not good for a turbine engine.
That's not good. You know, we lost a lot of helicopters because of the sand. They would just get in there and just chew those rotors up, just chew them up.
Yeah, turbines in particulate matter do not play well together.
Yeah, anyway. Gosh, you know what? This is going to be our guests are unable to show up. So this is going to be a lot of call-in today, my friends.
Yeah.
So all you everybody that's been waiting for things to go on. Things that, you know, we had the agricultural secretary, Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, were here yesterday. And, you know, these guys that one's, I think, from Montana, and the other's from Georgia, and one's been the governor of Georgia, Perdue Chicken. I mean, who hasn't heard of Perdue Chicken? And they said they have both come online and said, we need to do something better about these forests. We need to be proactive. We need to clear out all the dead trees. We need to clear out this underbrush. And they said, and try to do it. Yeah, we're not talking about clear cutting. We're talking about responsible forestry management. And he says, and try to avoid lawsuits. And he says, Perdue says, I've been the governor of Georgia. I can't remember how many times I've been sued. And Zinke says, I was sued 6 times on my first day at work. It was an object of lawsuits, his first day of work. So here we are. We're in the midst of some of the worst wildfires in California history. The largest one over on the coast in California history. The largest up in the eighth largest right here, or sixth largest right here in Shasta County, plus others that are burning, plus Southern Oregon, plus the rest of Orange County. Every place is burning. Why? Because we don't manage our forest. Yes, we're going through a drought cycle. Okay. You can say global warming. Okay, fine. But who did these things, you know, thousands of years ago and hundreds of years ago and all this? Okay, so the atmosphere is drier. Let's all agree.
Yeah.
On that one. Nobody's going to argue that. But doesn't that make it seem that we should then be even more more aggressive in taking out the fuel to get these things started. If you remember, before this stopped the fires at, you know, of, at any cost, these fires used to burn slowly through the forest because there's no fuel. It'd be grass. And go through, and it would scorch around the tree trunks, and that would be it. And then you could literally, you know, you could let them go out.
Yeah.
But well, not now.
No, Carl, now what the big accomplishment has been to force small trucking companies out of business because they couldn't afford to install the tens of thousands of dollars worth of scrubbing equipment, leaving the big companies, the only ones still in the game, oh, that was progress, and to outlaw, you know, work towards outlawing diesel engines because those are, of course, the source of the problem, and carbon taxes. We can tax this thing away. Do I sound sarcastic?
Yes. And the carbon taxes are going for the railroad. Now, the last time I looked, railroads, do railroads start fires? I guess they could. Yes, of course they could. But they're, you know, when you start talking about all this money that's going into our Department of Forestry, and it's for fighting fires, it's not for preventing fires. We've got to do something. We have to come up with a plan. Now, here's the question. Southern California has burnt also. Southern California has had some of the worst fires in California history with the most deaths have been down in Southern California. You would think you'd be able to get a bipartisan group that would say, you know what, let's do something about this. You know, no, we're not going to clear cut. No, we're not going to give you everything you want. But we really should, around cities and towns, be able to take on the undergrowth and the trees to prevent the fires from getting to inhabited areas. And like Brian said, you don't, you know, you've got these macinators. They come in there.
Masticators.
Yeah. They come in there, and they cut them a foot off the ground. They're still alive. They still hold the soil, but yet they will not provide the fuel that burns and ends up more and more fuel,
and then
becomes the fire nato. And that's what it's all from, is from the fuel. It isn't from extra winds coming in. It makes its own weather system.
Fuel loading. Here's a couple of numbers for you. Reading, as you know, about 60 square miles, so use that as a reference point. We're on track to burn 1 million acres in California. We're getting very close to that. 1 million acres is 1,562 square miles.
Is what?
1,500 square miles. Reading is 60 square miles as a reference point. So 1,500 square miles of California gone.
And, you know, we're supposed to be burning not that much. We're supposed to be burning, you know, I think, half of that in control burns, and we don't even do that.
Yeah.
You know, I forget how many thousand acres, but we don't do that because we can't control it. Why can't we control it? Because there's too much undergrowth. You remember Lassen Park a couple of years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that fire?
Yeah.
It was a controlled burn that got away from them and leaped the highway, and off it went. And we had a big fire that way. By the way, that was the same woman, wasn't it? The same woman that also presided over the wall that collapsed and the hiding of evidence and all those things that was allowed to retire.
She might be working at a visitor center somewhere in Alaska now.
I think they allowed her to retire.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. The other things too about these fires are, it's like we said, they're not over. We have friends out in French Gulch. They still can't drive there when they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to them yesterday. He was there the whole time, fought the fire the whole time. After, at first it was a couple of them, two or three of them, then it became two, and then it became just him.
Yeah, we do not recommend this, by the way.
Oh, no, this is not, do not try this at home. He said, I'm looking out of my, and he lives off the grid up there, but they are very, very self-sufficient, solar and all those things. He says, I'm looking out my kitchen window, and I can picture the kitchen window. I've been to his house several times. He says, I saw the fire coming down and then coming up. He says, I just figured that was it. It was going through the propane tanks, and the fire stopped right there. It burnt because they've made defensible space around, and so they have cut things down and they've kept them down. But still, when you get something like that going, and you know all around is burnt, all the houses gone, Maybe a couple of them down there where he is are still there.
You look at those drone shots of old Shasta, and your heart just breaks.
I just got emails from a guy that said, hey, look, you know what? Bye, Kelly. He showed me, he sent me a photo of his property, and it was just ash, and it looked like it could have been a washing machine.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing else. Nothing else. And that whole area was just, it was gone.
What really worries me, and this is something that hydrologists are having nightmares over because of the steep slopes on the west side that have been, just been denuded down to dirt. We got rain coming in November, folks. They've got to get some mitigation on those slopes. And there's arguments over what vegetation is permissible, you know, what straw you can use on those slopes. They're arguing over, and already suits are coming up. Really?
I think, right, I think you're going to be seeing that the, well, we're hearing another yeah. Side where you're hearing sirens going by. Every time you hear it now, you wonder, I wonder which direction
yeah,
these
what's
guys
burning
are going.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to discuss what happens now. You know, some of the things that are open to the public and some other things that are happening. Talk to us about, give us a call. Talk to us about what happened to you in the fire. What are you thinking now? What do you think about the cleanups? How's that going to work for everybody? This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, that they are offering free cleanup, free minor repair of jewelry that was caught in the fire. They've been caught in fires before. They understand this. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. Jimmy, hang on.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. How are you doing? 11 or 12 minutes before. It's either 11 or 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. Let's go 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 66 degrees. Went up to 100 today. Air quality is extremely unhealthy. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you've had upheavals in your life, and many people have, you may have people staying at your home, maybe family, all of this, then you may need some help there if they need some help. Give Sharon Clark at Home Helpers a call at 226-8350. She'll come over and take a look at the situation, and she'll help you any way she can. To learn more, check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home, but if you don't have a home, let's try and keep people as comfortable as possible in the best places as possible. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. So,
good morning,
you think you're going to be able to find enough work up here?
Oh, it's going to be, well, permits, if we can get the permits and everything gets cleared through FEMA or the whoever's coming in here, it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of rules and regulations get imposed on some of the things up here, especially with the, like, the water control board, and who knows? I don't know.
Well,
it's going to be,
I heard that, you know, we're talking about these guys coming in to start clearing the toxic waste, the hazmat.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be starting today at this, and you can, they're going to be coming to homes and taking away, you know, 30-gallon propane tanks and all those kind of things. Excuse me, I have smoke inhalation disease here. But they're supposed to be taking that off, and then the next thing comes the ash, and then you can opt in and opt out for things. Now, Barry Tippin did say, he intimated, and that they were going to, you're not going to have to pay the impact fees. You've already paid for that, but you are going to have to bring your house up to code when you build it.
Yeah, it would be nice to see them expedite some of these permits. Like you were saying, in Santa Rosa, they've only built a few houses. Apparently, that's because of, from what I heard, is because of it's a marshland, and there's some endangered species there, such as the California golden salamander. Yeah.
Well,
I remember doing a project down there, and they had the runoff from the job site was so engineered to accommodate the this wetland. It cost almost more than the project itself.
Wow.
But what I'd like to talk about is, you know, when people talk about this undergrowth, if you build a campfire, when I build a campfire, I go out and I'll you know, get a bunch of, dry weeds and leaves, and then you put your little twigs and timbers on there, your little twigs and stuff, and get that going and get it nice and hot, and then you put your big logs on there. And that's how people have to think about these fires that happen now.
Take out the tinder.
I call it the campfire effect.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, the Aborigines in Australia for thousands of years have done controlled burns. I mean, what does that tell you?
Well, our own Native Americans here in America did controlled burns. And
yeah,
we seem to have gotten away from that fact that the reason you do controlled burns when the fuel is just starting to get a little bit high is so you won't have these campfire effect. And then eventually having your own weather patterns from the fire.
Yes. And I think a lot of people get clear cutting and, you know, controlled burns, or, you know, getting the undergrowth out. They get that mixed up. They think they're just going to go in there and clear cut it. I've heard people say that, unfortunately. So, anyways, I just thought I'd call and give you my campfire effect.
Well, theory. But it's you're absolutely right. And then, you know, I'm talking to friends in Sunset West, and you know, that's right down there at Bonaventura and Placer. Not
right
Placer, but Eureka. I'm sorry, what?
Right down the street from my house, yeah.
Yes, okay. And so what do we have there? We have, I'm talking to him on the phone. He says the fire's coming in the backyard because that whole area there was just nothing but a fire waiting to happen. And so who, and I'm not trying to, again, I'm not trying to lay blame because we got plenty of time to our after action reports, but is that the county? Is that the city? Are they liable for and I shouldn't say liable, but who should be clearing up these green belts and all that and keeping that grass down? I mean, we have to have a plan, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Especially with, you know, some of the people having their little camps and stuff down there.
Yeah. I mean, we've already had fires down there.
Right.
Hey, Jimmy.
So as far as the, you know, what's going to happen with the building permits in Redding, I hope that the county or the city steps in and tries to, you know, expedite getting this stuff cleaned up because it's going to take a long time because, yeah, there is a lot of debris that needs to be cleaned up.
Well, you know, the good news is that seven houses in Santa Rosa were built, but they've said they've got like 200 in the pipeline, and it's been 10 months. And they've gone through a winter, and they've gone through all the cleanup, and so they've got them ready to go. I just have a feeling is that how you're down there working is that they're going to be siphoning off all the workers in Northern California heading down to Southern California.
Yeah, they got more money.
So
you're going to get workers from all over around here, and that's another thing that. And before I get off the phone,
sure.
People really need to be careful about what contractors they hire. And, you know, making sure they're bonded and licensed and who they have working for them. So, and I would really do a background check on any company or, you know, subcontractor that is going to rebuild your house.
Yeah, you should be looking for references, a lot of references. Make sure they're insured. Make sure they are a company with a license and everything.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, it was good talking to you, and I'll be listening to the rest of your show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
You got it.
You bet. You know, Jimmy's been listening to us forever. And, you know, the thing about it is that he works in construction, and he's spent most of his time in Southern California because of the, you know, his specialties and working down there. But now, talking to Shasta College, I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring in a couple of their, you know, they're on once a month, but we're going to bring a couple of them in on earlier that work in the heavy equipment, work in the trades group there. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to Joe Comente too about Builders Exchange, about what things are they going to have to do to help bring up the amount of electricians and construction guys, plumbers and all these that they're going to need.
Yeah.
I mean, 292 houses is a lot to repair or to rebuild. At the same time, you've had others that are damaged. And that's just right here in Redding proper. What about in the down right outside in the county limits that were burnt on 299 heading out to Whiskeytown and those houses out there in Swayze and all those places like this?
I coined a phrase last week, catastrophe carpetbaggers, and we're going to see unscrupulous individuals coming into town offering a quick solution. See, people want a quick solution. They want this over. And somebody's going to come up with a slick line about, well, we can bypass a lot of this stuff and get you going. Just write me a check.
Well, you know, there's other things, too, is we're starting to see things. This was sent to me by one of our listeners. One of our avid fans that's talked about the lawyers that are sending out these flyers and these emails that says, hey, just because your house didn't burn down or you weren't, you know, it wasn't damaged, you can still hit your insurance company up. And it didn't say it like that, but that's what it's saying. Yeah. Because you have smoke damage. You have this. You have that. Call us at this. And then it gives a whole list of these insurance companies that it got money from, you know, because somebody's house, you know, has smoke in it. So, you know, is this
and they'll take a nice healthy cut.
Of course they will. But here's the thing is like my house. Well, your house was out there right in the middle even more than my house was. Did you call your insurance company?
No, we looked at our deductible and looked at our damages, and we talked to Jeff at State Farm and said, you know, And he said, yeah, you can go ahead and file. He says, I encourage it. And I said, no, we're going to save. It's a resource thing. There's a finite number of resources.
There is.
We're doing okay.
And we looked at it, and they said, well, look, you can have, you know, you can do this and that. And they said, but, you know, I, too, have a deductible. And, you know, by the time, you know, if you think about it, you know, them coming in and checking, you know, doing filters and all that, maybe checking the air ducts, if the air ducts have been, you know, sucking and stuff and they need to be clean. But all that's going to be under the deductible. So it's not worth that, but it is worth, you know, trying to get on the list of our people, you know, like Alliance, to come in and take a look at all our stuff.
This nation was built by individuals founded in self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
And we need a bit of that.
Well, you know what, where our people out here is, there's going to be even more of this happening. The worst part, my friends, has not happened yet. Or the hardest part, maybe the worst part has happened, but the hardest part is coming now. It's coming out of this, and us working together, and us rebuilding, and doing this in such a way that we're not at the government's throats or at each other's throats. But I think that Reading is more than capable of that. Hey, when we come back, it could be surprises. I don't know who's coming in at 8 o'clock, but I've got people, you know, coming in from all over. But I want to talk about how your people in Sacramento have screwed you again. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Two people are dead, 8 injured in the collapse of a highway bridge near Genoa, Italy. The failure of the span sent vehicles plunging close to 300 feet. British authorities are investigating today's crash in the heart of London as a terrorist attack. A motorist rammed his car into security barriers outside Parliament, injuring several pedestrians.
At this early stage of the investigation, no other suspects at the scene have been identified or reported to police. There is no intelligence at this time of further danger to Londoners or the rest of the UK connected to this incident.
Scotland Yard Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says there is no evidence the driver, a man in his 20s, was on law enforcement's radar. Western wildfires have claimed the life of another firefighter. However, after being closed for close to 3 weeks by a huge wildfire, most of Yosemite National Park is reopening today.
While Yosemite is reopening, hotels and other businesses say it will likely be weeks before bookings return to normal. An estimated $50 million was lost in tourism. The nearby massive wildfire burned 150 square miles and killed two firefighters. CAL FIRE Incident Commander Sean Cavanaugh says another blaze north of San Francisco killed a Utah firefighter Monday.
We're extremely heartbroken for this loss.
The blaze is one of several in California that in less than 3 weeks have destroyed more than 1,000 homes and killed at least a dozen people. I'm Julie Walker.
West Virginia Supreme Court Justice Robin Davis retiring just hours after she and all of her fellow justices were impeached for allegations of lavish spending. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's up 116 points, the Nasdaq 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Germany plans the release of a man convicted of helping three of the suicide pilots in the 9/11 attacks.
German federal prosecutors say they would allow Munir El-Murtasadek's release a few weeks before his sentence formally ends late this year, on condition that he's deported to his native Morocco. That would allow Germany to arrest him if he returns. Bild newspaper, which first reported the news, says El-Murtasadek could be freed in mid-October. The Moroccan was convicted in 2006 of membership in a terrorist organization, an accessory to murder for aiding the three hijackers who lived in Hamburg. He was sentenced to the maximum 15 years, but will receive credit for time served after his arrest in November 2001. I'm Charles Ledesma.
In Ecuador, at least 23 people are dead, 14 injured. Long-distance bus overturned on a highway near Ecuador's capital. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Congressional Budget Office forecasting some gray clouds on the economic horizon.
The CBO now expects the economy to grow at 3.1% this year, down from April's estimate, but the first time in a decade that it's expected to top 3%. It also suggests, though, that the second quarter rate that topped 4% was a one-time spike. The CBO also cuts next year's projected growth rate to 2.4%. That runs counter to the Trump administration's claim that we should see consistent growth rate above 3%.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump is daring New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo to challenge him in 2020, the president warning the Democrat that anybody that runs against Trump suffers. Mr. Trump made the remarks last night at a fundraiser in upstate New York. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 124 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of August, 2018. And is there some kind of... Is that me? Is that me making...
That is your computer,
sir. It sounded like a small alien from outer space making noises at us. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded walk-in humidor, great customer service. They've got it all at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bob. And what are we looking at for weather, air quality index, the whole... you know what? It used to be we could ask about weather, but then now we're getting in every day into the air quality index.
This is not improving. I stumbled across it's a site called purpleair.com, and you can access it if you type in Shasta County Air Quality. And then this is put up by the Air Quality Resources Board. Downtown Reading right now is at 234 real-time air quality index.
You know what? You only go up to 300.
Yeah. So it's way up in the unhealthy, hazardous range. So I do not exert yourself. I see people out trying to jog in this stuff. Really?
I saw that.
Bad idea.
I saw that. I saw a woman today walking briskly. And I almost wanted to put the lights on when I was coming into work.
Kids and the elderly are extremely at risk. Right now, the particulate matter, we've got this stuff just dropping down into on top of us. So hazardous air quality. These are not official numbers, but these sensors were put in by CARB as this incident started to unfold. So all you have to do is go outside, and it is pretty nasty stuff. The haze and smoke continues today.
It just dropped from 234 to 233.
Oh, big improvement.
It's getting better.
Yeah. Sunny and hot, high near 100, winds around 6 miles an hour. Out of the south, widespread haze and smoke continue, a low around 68 this evening, daytime highs near the century mark, nighttime lows right around 70. That is the outlook for the 10-day period that I am looking at forward. It's more of the same for the next 10 days.
Nothing about rain.
No.
They were talking about that happening today or tomorrow.
So that's it. Did not materialize.
Did not materialize. Okay. Well,
and
that's good. That's good and bad.
Yeah, we could use a light wedding rain, but if we get a torrential downpour
it would be nice to have like a little pineapple rain, as they call it in Hawaii, where it doesn't come down hard, but it comes down continuously and light, and it lasts for a couple of hours.
Yeah, those are rains like that where you got a lot of water in the atmosphere that cools the fire and lets the crews get a handle on it. We're not looking for any of that anytime soon. If we get anything, it's going to be a full-on thunderstorm.
With lightning.
With lightning and torrential downpours at washaway hillsides. Reminder, if you recall, in Southern California after the really big fires a few years ago, more lives were lost
in the mudslides
than in the fire. Let's keep that in mind, and let's get that west side mitigated, folks.
You know what they've got to start doing is putting straw out there, the dehominized coconut fiber and all this kind of stuff.
They had sterilized coconut fiber. Caltrans was going to start spreading it along 299, and some agency, your favorite nameless, faceless bureaucrat folks said, oh no, there's a rule. You can't put non-native plant stuff on any highway.
Really?
I heard you're worried about the possibility of a coconut palm springing up in the middle of California?
Well, you know what? I think we could handle that. But maybe then again, maybe not. Let's talk about our friends over at the DMV. Let's just talk about that. Our friends over at the DMV.
Zootopia, if you've ever seen it.
Yes, the movie, you know, if I've never seen Zootopia, but I have seen the clip where the sloth is sitting there at the DMV line. How right is this? You know, okay, sorry, DMV, if you're going to get upset. But this is it. The guy says something, and the sloth looks at him. And the guy says something that's a joke. Everybody around's laughing, and the sloth just looking at him. And time goes on, and then the sloth goes, huh. But that's the way it is. So now they wanted to do an audit of the DMV. Say, look, where's all the money going to here in the DMV? Especially when you have asked for another $250 million to hire 400 new employees for the new cards, the real ID licenses. I'm sorry. They want $26 million to hire 400 more employees. And she said the problem is that the federal government will soon require a real ID license to board airplanes and for other identification purposes. And explaining the change to the DMV customers has slowed interactions between employees and customers at DMV facilities. But they've known about this. They've known about it for years. They've gotten extra money for years to fix this, and they haven't done it. So how have you spent it? How have you spent this money? Well, we're never going to know because the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, run by the Democrats, has turned that down to audit the DMV. While the required number of assembly members approved an audit, the vote fell one shy on the Senate side when three Democrat senators abstained. There's your Democrats in action again, my friends. All my Democrat friends. Every time you go down to the DMV and you're having to wait there, you're trying to make an appointment and you can't get it for another 6 weeks and all of this. This is why the DMV could have had an audit. We could have found out more about it, but the Senate Democrats turned it down. Now, there is a final part to the story that I want everybody to know. In the Legislative House in Sacramento, there is a door with no markings on it. It has a peephole. It does have a number on the door. And if you know what the number on the door is, and you are an assemblyman or a senator or a staffer, you go down there, you knock three times, wait for 2 seconds, knock two more times, and then make a sound like a duck.
And Big Lou looks out through the door.
And somebody will look through the new people. They open it up, and guess what that is?
What's your password?
Yes, you're right. It's their own DMV office in the Capitol where they walk in. They get their licenses. They get whatever they have to have taken care of in their own secret speakeasy DMV office. If you think I am making this up, I am not. Just check it. Check about that private DMV office that's in the Capitol building. Remember, knock three times, wait 2 seconds, knock two more times, wait 2 more seconds, and make a sound like a duck, quack like a duck. And then somebody will come in and they'll look and they'll let you in, except they won't let you in because you're not an assemblyman, a senator, or somebody that works there. I wish I could make this stuff up, but yeah. I don't. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all this stuff going on, all this confusion, give Judy Maxwell a call and her staff a call.
And you can hear her talk.
Yeah, you can hear her. And you can, you know what, but then you can get started on your, you know, if you have questions and your rebuilds or your repairs and all this, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell knows what's going on in the insurance game and financial. Give her a call, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
A Monday warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer,
Spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we have a full service department. Whether you need a simple part or you're not sure what the problem is, we have the staff to advise you and locate the proper item. Shop where the contractors shop, with the backing of a complete service department to take care of installation and warranty needs.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned Brand Source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I was just listening. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460.
Little Imagine Dragons, which yeah. We've had our share of dragons.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of August, 2018. It's 66 degrees. It's gone up to 100 today. The air quality index, the monitor set up here by the CARB people in Reading are 233. Considering they only go up to 300, that is extremely hazardous for your health. Stay inside if you can. If not, wear those masks. That 94 or 100 mask that's out there that you can pick up at almost anywhere.
Yeah, 97s
now.
Or 100s. Yeah. They've got them by the bin load. Some places you can get them for free, but, you know, I paid the $6 for a mask. You know, come on. Well, in the great scheme of things, me chipping $6 in.
I don't know how much. I think somebody, you know what? Somebody gave me one at my chiropractor's office. Just gave me one.
Yeah, but if you're waiting around for a free one and going without until you find a free one, just go spend the $6.
It'll save your lungs. Okay. Hey, by the way, if you're looking just for a little more information on that DMV, it's the average wait time at a DMV office in the last year has skyrocketed 40%. So your average wait time, are you ready? 69 minutes at the DMV. And Jerry Brown did not want the DMV looked at. It was by his urging that he urged that this audit not be done. I find this so wonderfully, just when I hear stuff like this, that they can come down and use it. There's two staffers there. They handle a lot of requests every year. But you as a assemblyman, a retired assemblyman, retired senator, people that work in the Capitol there, work in these office buildings, can just go down and get face-to-face, and they can get their driver's licenses. They get the real ID cards. They can do all that stuff as opposed to having to go out in their own constituency and get it done there.
Yeah, like the rest of us peons. Like this is the same audit that discovered the woman who was, like, napping 4 hours a day or something.
You know what? I never heard whatever happened to that either. I don't think anything happened to that. They said they know that, she has this napping problem. She has to take naps. Well, can't you put her in a job where it's less stressful?
Because somebody has to pick up the slack.
Somebody,
and she's drawing a full check. Come on.
She's doing like half of what everybody else does, and her work is shoddy, and everybody else to pick up the but she's still picking a check up. It's been going on for years. And so they said, well, it wasn't written up correctly. I mean, why don't we have a follow-up on that someplace?
Yeah.
Just a thought. Okay. Moving on. You know, this thing with, our favorite FBI agent, Strauss. Peter Strzok, the face of the anti-Trump resistance in government, was fired from the FBI. They finally fired him because of his emails and his tweets and all these other things he was putting out to destroy the president, hey, we're going to take care of him. We'll take care of him. He was never going to be president. All of these things he writes. And, you know, if you saw him during when they had him in front, I mean, what a condescending little person he is.
And he's going to make a thousand names, book tour.
A thousand names just ran through my mind there. But what a condescending little
weasel
this guy is. You know, the thing about it is, and they say, he's an FBI agent. Yeah, he's an FBI agent. But the FBI agents on the ground that my son knows, the field officers, they are so embarrassed about this. They are embarrassed, and they say that as far as they're concerned, those upper echelons, they're not FBI officers. They're nothing but political toadies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guys on the ground and the guys and the girls on the ground that are doing the job, they're going out there, they're finding terrorists, they're finding the bad guys. You know, they're the ones that are doing the work. And then they look and they say, what this does, it just just thoroughly politicizes us, which is not what we're supposed to be doing. And when you have somebody like this far up in the chain who is known to be this kind of feelings, and you put him in on the investigation of Trump, are you kidding? I mean, what kind of idiots would do this? Well, Comey and the assistant attorney general.
Yeah.
That put him on this thing. He and that other girl. What are they thinking of? You know what they're thinking of? They're thinking of how do we? The American people have made such a mistake, and we can prove that by just look at this. Oh, look at this dossier put together by this secret agent from Britain. Well, not so fast. He wasn't a secret agent. He was a former agent, and he was being paid for by the Democrats. He was being paid by the Democrats to find trash on Trump, and they used that to start this whole mess, collusion with Russia. And frankly, guess what? Collusion is not illegal. Colluding. You know, businesses. We have businesses that collude with Russia all the time because they do business. So they're doing colluding with that. Oh, but it sounds bad. Colluding. It's like pedophilia. Colluding. No, that's what it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
See, here again, we go back into the stupid thing is I'm frankly, and Mueller's got Manafort, and he's got, he's rested his case against Manafort. You know, Manafort may be somebody and that has cheated on his taxes and has hidden money. So what? It's not Trump. It's not Trump.
He's
found these people. Well, yeah, but they're not Trump. They're not Trump's inner circle. They're not Trump. So fine, great, find these guys. Spend all these hundreds of millions of dollars to find these guys. A civilian court could have done. And then you go to Cohen. Okay, so maybe Cohen's not clean. Okay. But this whole thing on Russian collusion with what Hillary did and the amount of money that was funneled into her campaign and the amount of money that's paid to Bill. I mean, we just go on and on and on and on. Frankly, the people in America, if you look at the polls, and this is widespread through America, could care less about this Russia investigation. They care about immigration. They care about the economy, which, by the way, is just like tooting right along there. The lowest rates of unemployment for people of color. Ever. The states, 14, 15 states, lowest rate of unemployment they've had, history. Even the state of California we're just perking along with our economy. But guess what? Part of this has to do, or a great part of this has to do with the decisions Trump made and the tax breaks and being able to reinvest into your companies like this. These are things that are happening. And so what happens is, okay, they've tamped that down, and what comes next? Omarosa. I frankly have never even seen this woman. I've seen, little blips on the radar, if you're watching something and she comes on. And yet she had – now, if you want to talk about, a lack of maybe lack of judgment on this whole Trump thing is, how did she even get in on the team? And the time I did see her on she was on TV, she seemed like she was like a two bricks shy of a load there the lights weren't even on in this circus, but yet she gets into the inner circle of Trump, and then she's able to record in the Situation Room. Do recordings in a situation in which I kind of thought was illegal.
That would be a national security violation if I'm not messing this up.
And this is how crazy people are. You ever heard of Sam Adams beer?
Absolutely.
Of course. Everybody's heard of it. The Boston area mayor pushes Sam Adams boycott over founders' Trump support. There you go.
Please.
Let's boycott Sam Adams beer. Because they have supported Trump. Can you believe this? I mean, I believe it. I believe that it is. Could Sam Adams beer be going the way of Chick-fil-A? I said a Boston area mayor. It doesn't say the mayor of Boston, though. So it's at a gathering of business executives last week in New Jersey, according to the Boston Globe, Boston Beer Company founder Jim Koch praised Trump. Tax cut plan for allowing the firm to compete with foreign breweries fairly. Now we have a level playing field. He told the people that were attending that. Well, that right there, that turned Somerville mayor. So he's not Boston. He's a Boston area mayor. Into a Sam's teetotaler. Instead, he's coming up. Hey, we should have a boycott. You actually said something good about Trump.
Well, for the rest of us.
It's not the Boston mayor. It's not the Boston mayor, but it says a Boston area mayor. But this is how stupid it is. This is a very popular restaurant down in Texas. Sessions went down there. Attorney General had his picture taken with the owner. He was happy to take a picture with the Attorney General of the United States. They have so many people screaming, yelling, sending things, nasty things to him. He had to pull the photo down off his website. People threatening never to go there again, you know, all these things. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous. This is so over the top, my friends. What's next? Oh.
Now, wait. People.
Atifa, did you hear the latest there?
Oh, no. More?
No, they were interviewing individual ones. Well, if President Trump was here at the rally, what would you say to him? Nothing, I'd kill him. He had like 12 of them say, I'd just kill him. And this is where they're at. And they're chanting, no USA, no more USA. This is what the far left, this far left wants. They want no borders, no USA.
And these idiots have the stones to call this administration fascist. Are you kidding me?
Liberal fascism. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of keeping liberal fascists off your property that are trying to destroy things, or just how about economic intruders? Now that you've, you're in a disarray, your business may be in a disarray, and so you're not there all the time. So these economic intruders are taking advantage of you. So what do? You call North State Security at 243-0295, and they will send somebody out. They have a program that will have somebody at your business or your home in less than 10 minutes in the Redding area. That's right, less than 10 minutes. They are covering everything while this fire is going on and all of these horrendous things were happening. North State Security was on the job. They were out there watching businesses, making sure businesses were safe. When people were evacuated, they moved out, but they also were right there on the front lines and helping to keep businesses safe. That's North State Security and Ounce of Prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295.
Now, when I was growing up, Carl, one of my absolute favorite shows was the Quinn Martin production, The FBI. Remember that with Efren Zimbalist Jr.?
Yeah.
What a great show. It was a great show. And, the people who backed that, Quinn Martin, who was the actor? Efren Zimbalist Jr. was the actor, wasn't he? Yeah. He's just got to be just spinning right now. Yeah. So I'm going to roll in with the theme from The FBI as we head into a break, right?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
The FBI. A Quinn Martin Warner Brothers production.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved. Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction. Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
A little happy music.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning. By 25 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here on the 14th of August, 2018, 66 degrees going up to 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and the air quality index is getting a lot better. We're at 230 now. 215. It's dropped.
There's two sensors in Reading. The North Reading one is 215. The South Reading one is 187. So it's
dropping.
It's
the wind's shifting. The wind's shifting here. But as we said this morning, anything over 200 is a hard on your system. So be prepared if you're going to be outside working. All those, make sure you got your mask on, the correct mask. More and more things are happening. In our society, in our political side, you know, frankly, most of us have not been paying attention to things that are happening in the world that much or in the rest of the nation since we've had this on our minds here in the region. It was good to see that the Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of the Interior, Sonny Perdue and Ryan Zinke, were in here, and they discussed how we can prevent this in the future. And we've talked about this ad nauseum, practically. The fact is that we have such, in California especially, we have such destructive, and that's the only thing, environmental practices. They're destructive. You know, everybody thinks of environmental practices will be good for the environment, protecting the environment. No, these are destructive when you will not allow these forests to be thinned out in the underbrush, the tinder that results in these huge fires, making its own weather. Making its own weather systems happen is wrong. And people, I just am at a loss to think that the people in Sacramento and the people in the federal level are not going to be able to do something about this because of the fear of being sued by, you know, shirt tail environmental groups, you know, radical environmental groups to say, oh, no, 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 you can't cut any tree. Because once you let them cut one tree, they'll cut them all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Why can't we have sane, logical thinning and clearing of land practices? And I think we should ask the city of Redding and the county of Shasta the same thing. When are we going to be able to do things in our city and county? And again, they probably have to go back to California laws and federal laws. Well, federal laws, we can't cut on their ground anyway. They'll probably have to go back to state laws. Well, they won't let us do this. They won't let us do that. Well, at some point, you need to say, you know, I understand what you're saying, Governor Brown, but then again, your home didn't burn down, did it, Mr. Brown?
Yeah.
You know, it could be a new song. Hey, Governor Brown, your house didn't burn down.
You can bet that Gavin,
oh gosh,
whose last name I cannot bring myself to say, is going to capitalize this and say, we need more carbon taxes. We need those wildlife. We need those corridors. We need to get people out of those danger zones and protect them. Yeah, I can hear it now.
Well, you know, at some point you may hear that, but we do need to have clearance zones. Assemblyman Brian Daly talked about it yesterday when we had the Quincy Library Group, a bipartisan group that actually had Dianne Feinstein and Senator Jim Nielsen, put together a plan that said how we can go into a mosaic type of fire control breaks, that you never have more than 8,000 acres at any one place that doesn't have a thinning area there so that firefighters can get into it and form a break, a real break right then. And it's been going, what, 16 years, he said?
Yeah, 16 years,
and he says it still hasn't been implemented everywhere because every time they try to implement it, there's another lawsuit, more and more lawsuits hit. They're not cutting down the trees. They're thinning out the forest and clearing out the brush so we can actually have a spot the firefighters can fight from safely and get ahead of the fire and kill it right there. So when it gets to these spots, they can connect the dots and it can't get past it. What somebody really needs to explain to me what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there are people out there that would be glad to. Oh, no, you can't do that. No. Can you imagine what you're going to do to the flora and fauna? Yeah, I think but it's not going to be as bad as having bears on fire running through the woods.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be a lot happier if they just have, okay, I may have to move over, 100 yards. I think they'll be a lot happier than that, than their little paws being burnt and they're having to sew fish skin onto it so the little bear cub can walk around.
Black bear in my neighborhood. Raiding the trash cans because there's no habitat for the thing. You're going to see a lot of that in the West Redding area, a lot of wildlife coming into the urban area because their food, their habitat is gone. Guess where they come? Guess where the raccoons?
They come where the food is.
Yeah.
So.
you should have heard. Keep
your dogs in.
My normally very calm and collected wife, her exclamations upon hearing a noise outside and spotting a 250-pound black bear just about to trash our trash can.
Hey, even black bears have to eat.
Yeah. Huh?
Come on. Did you tell them to step away from the can? No, you didn't. You just let them do it. You just trained them to eat.
Yeah, well, we kicked the lights on. The dog went crazy, and the bear departed. But he went up the road and knocked over a neighbor's trash can. So we're kind of keeping an eye out. And, you know, I looked at the 12-gauge, and Brenda says, no, they'll just make him mad.
No, I'm not if you hit him right. Another terrorist act in London. Right outside Parliament, a car running into people. The man arrested. They're saying this was a terrorist act. No gun, no lives. Even though London has been the scene of hundreds of knife attacks over the past 6 months. But, you know, I don't think anything will ever outdo Chicago. Chicago over the weekend, 70 shootings. 70 shootings over the weekend, the weekend before. More than that, with 12, you know, they got 12 people killed. People walking, you know, one lady says, we can't even send my son down to the local market without being concerned that he doesn't come back because people are going to shoot him. Mm. This is Chicago. Rahm Emanuel has lost control. The people have lost control of Chicago. Chicago, you can't, you know, it's against the law in Chicago to shoot somebody. Did you know that? it's against the law.
Do tell.
It's against the law for felons to have guns. Did you know that? Did you know that it's against the law to drive up and down the street with guns in a car and shoot at people? Well, Chicago has had this law, and they say it's illegal, yet nobody seems to be paying attention to it. You go into a neighborhood down there, it's illegal to pull a gun out and shoot somebody that just because you don't like their looks. Not in Chicago. Chicago must have new rules, because in Chicago, it took a Supreme Court decision to allow people just even to have a gun. And yet all these shootings were going on well before that. And it is still very strict laws. And still, Chicago is killing and shooting people at a rate that so far out, you know, it far surpasses anything we had, even in Iraq, during the busy days in 2006 and 2007. They have more incidents where more people are being hurt and killed than we ever did. You know what? If we had the same amount of casualties in Iraq that they were that they have in Chicago, it'd be front page news. It's not front page news here. It's like, oh, there's something wrong. At what point does Rahm Emanuel call in the National Guard and take the streets back?
Do you recall the press calling out Bush every time somebody over in the Middle East broke a toenail? And then when Barry got in office, the silence was deafening.
But casualties went on. Yeah, casualties went on and went on. They used to keep the casualty numbers when Bush was president in the right-hand corner of all these papers.
Yeah.
Right? So they had all of these. And then as soon as Obama was elected, even though the casualties were still there and went up, they didn't have that anymore. Again, it is the narrative that Obama was godlike and never made a error, and he was the perfect president, and there's nothing Trump can do. There's nothing Trump can do to have the media say that he's a passable. He's even a mediocre president. Even mediocre. They can't even bring themselves to say that. The economy. Well, the economy is there because of Obama. Sure it is. That's why. The economy's up is the way it is because of Obama. Tax cuts are because of Obama. All of these things that are happening, the North Koreans coming to the bargaining table, that's because of Obama. I mean, all these things. The fact they've got all these sanctions on Russia, that was because of Obama. It's all of these things. And when I hear this, I just have to ask myself, where is it just the common sense? Why does the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, what's the other one, NBC, all of these, why did they, in the New York Times, Washington Post, all this, the USA Network, why do they think people don't trust them anymore?
Mm.
It's because you don't put out the truth. You don't put out the whole truth. You put out what you choose. You cherry pick it and put it out there. You know what? I'd have much more respect if you put in all the stories and then slammed them on the editorial page every day. You could do anything, say anything you want up to a point on your editorial pages, but have the news be fair. That's all people ask for. Just have the news be fair.
We are so far
from that, it appears. Is the media the enemy of the people? No. The media, though, that we see in today's America is the enemy of the truth. We'll be right back.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet on Saturday. Enjoy a ride, meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then let the party begin. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hello, this is a Fire News Alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
All of California looks like a raisin right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR. Yeah, I heard on the grapevine, the raisin vine.
I miss Marvin. What a talent.
10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 14th of August. 70 degrees going up to 100 today. Air quality index is getting better as the winds are shifting in here. This morning it was 234 when we were looking at it, right in downtown Reading.
Yeah,
and now it's shifted to 199.
Yeah.
So it's getting better. But it's still up there where it's hazardous to your health. So everybody take care. And you got your kids going back to school today. Or yesterday.
Yeah, that's a handy little site. You can get to it
again,
by searching air
quality.
How do
we get there?
I searched air quality Shasta County, and then I was on Shasta County Air Quality Board. They don't have real-time sensors set out, but they link to real-time sensors that were set out by CARB. So they've one is located, looks like a little bit north of Shasta Street, and the other one, the sensors are these great big blobs on the map, but one looks like more North Reading, the other one is southwestern Reading.
Okay.
And they are monitoring in real time, and they're not super calibrated, but they give you a good benchmark.
All right. So it gives you something to look at there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's located in the heart of downtown Reading and recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to healthy, quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. As we finish out, the sheriff's going to be on tomorrow. The sheriff has never missed.
Yeah,
I have others that miss. You know, on this one today, I was hoping to get Doug right in, but Doug's out of town. And he told me, I guess he sent me an email on that last week. But I want to have him on when he, as soon as he gets back, because I want to talk about the legal ramifications of a fire like this. And what are your rights with the state and the feds and local authorities here? I mean, it would be nice if everybody was as upright and upright and honest and compassionate as Bob Belongi.
Oh,
it would be nice if they. No, I am not making that up. It would be nice if everybody was, because then I know everybody would get a fair shake. You know, you would listen to everybody. You would have compassion in your heart, and you would take a look at people that are shysters trying to take things. Say, no. Just step aside. We need to help people here that. You know, that really deserve to be helped and not somebody that's just trying to take advantage of us. So if every one of them were like you, Bob, we would have no problems. People would be taken care of. They'd be taken care of quickly. They would be listened to. But not everybody's like that. Not everybody's like Bob Belongi. You know, they aren't. And so
I'm
that's why. Well, that's why it's true, Bob. You're just a nice guy, and you love your fellow man. You are gruff, and you have this little crusty exterior. But I know how you act, and I know how you get emotional about these things. You're touched by all of this, and not just because you were out there and could have lost, and you didn't. Thank God. But I see how you are around people, and this is what I say: if people were like Bob that were working in all of these spots. Then I'd have no problem with it. We'd move through this quickly. We'd have it settled quickly because it would be because people would go, okay, that's fair, and they just move on, and they get their lives on. But there are people out there that are not like that. There are people out there that don't care. It's just a job, and they will not take care of the people that deserve to be taken care of. What are your rights under when a fire like this? And when Doug Wright comes back, we're going to sit down and talk with him about this. I think it's really important, especially now when you're talking about how about wills and, you know, your living trust, and now you've lost part of it. What do you do now?
You know, I end every show, and I did even before there was Boomer Tech, I had a show over across town, which incidentally is how I met Brenda. I'll tell you that whole story sometime. I always end my broadcasts with be safe and be good to each other. What is so damn hard about that?
Well, you know what? It's getting harder and harder, it appears to be. But not here in Reading. And that's the thing. You know what? I can't do anything about what Trump says to Omarosa or what Omarosa says about Trump. I could care less, too. I don't really, you know, I care only at the sense of level that it's not fair to the citizens of California that the legislature down there has their own private little DMV office where the rest of us have to wait an average of 69 minutes every time you walk into the DMV. I get upset about that, but there's really nothing I can do about that except tell you all about it. Well, but what I can do is try to help my fellow Reddingites and my fellow Shasta County, my fellow North Staters, and help them move forward. So we're going to do everything we can that way, whether it's whether it's helping in fundraisers, whether it's giving people time to be on the show to talk about fundraisers, whether it's having people coming in and telling stories. How about us sharing what's going on here, places you can go to, things that can happen? As we talked about earlier today, how the cleanup is getting ready to start today, the hazmat stuff, taking out all those paints and thinners and everything that's on the ground there, 30-gallon propane tanks, which so many people have. I don't know how many of them are going to be left, but, you know, they're out there. But you're going to get all that stuff off the ground to begin with. Now, I'm pushing people. You don't know what you want to do, or you graduate from high school this year or something, and you're not somebody that really wants to go to college, and, hey, I'm going to put off going into service for a year or two. Maybe go to Shasta College. Maybe go to Shasta College, sign up, and get into their construction department and learn how to do these jobs and help Reading rebuild. What a great way to help your community and to learn a trade, and that way you can also help our community move forward.
Something, and it will probably fall on deaf ears, but for young people who say they want to make their fortune writing video games, okay, good luck with that. But if you want steady employment, learn a trade. You can have fancy computers and write code till the cows come home, but the toilet's got to flush, the water got to run, and the lights got to come on. And the people who make that happen are the people who stay employed. We're going to have robots? Yeah. Somebody got to fix them.
Somebody's going to be fixing them. And, you know, the other things, too, is that it's going to be a while before you get in robots that can crawl underneath the house and fix plumbing or fix or do your electricity. And, frankly, maybe it's just because I like to read a paper and I like to read a book, but I also like to see people come in my house and not something that comes in with a little, with something, a stencil on his forehead that says he's from, you know, Robata Plumber.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
That's right. Comes in and says, I can fix your plumbing. You know what? I don't want you to fix my plumbing. I want you to just get off my property. Send me Jake. I want to see Jake.
Get off my lawn.
Jake comes in, you know, gives me plumber crack. This is the whole thing. I don't care. Get in there, Jake, and fix it. I don't want plumber robot.
We have lost craftsmen, and but that's what the whole maker movement is about, is recreating the craftsman.
I tell you. Yeah, and that's happening, too. You know what? They've got the stupid comedy show with, I don't even know their names. They're comedians. And what they're doing, it's having people make things with their hands. Mm-hmm. And they can win thousands of dollars, and they're craftsmen. And they, you know, but they have to craft it right there during the show and put it together. And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, this is really dumb. But then you look at what these people are building and how good they are.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You can get past these two people that are hosting the show and watch what these people are building. So, hey, tomorrow, the sheriff, thanks for staying with us today. Tomorrow we're going to have a sheriff. I'm going to talk a lot about that. Later on this week, Dr. Kara Tenet, who's going to be talking about how the fire impacts on your pets and what you can do. So good guys against the bad guys out there, my friends. Let's all be good guys.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.